ngali chonanjali insulukanda ba muri eZimbabwe mthwakazi omuhle thina umgamshaya mthongo cheli cheli tiki uhlelo ti connection lelami u Mike Hove kwazi why muri eZimbabwe yabo mthwakazi omuhle yikudiba nokuhlelo lwethu lwasekhulayo uhlelo ti connection lelami u Mike Hove what's good muri eZimbabwe Zimbabwe omuhle welcome to everybody joining us. You are tuned into the connection studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Mule Zimbabwe, silusizi ngempela mthwakazi omuhle. Namhla kuhlelo, we're not able to give you our broadcast like we usually do whereby we're in the studio. Muchipinda omchirongwa muchitifonera nepamsana pechirwere ichiche coronavirus. Umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus ule jealous ngempela, looking to separate us. Umkhuhlane ngenxa yalo umkhuhlane we coronavirus, we're all working from home. Abasakazi bonke bomsakazi we studio 7 asiyasebenza sisezindlini. So because of that, muri eZimbabwe, you're not able to call us. Uyeze chirongwa ichi is not alive. Nonetheless, muri eZimbabwe, kana mchida ukuchudzawo maondere enyu, munokwanisa kutitumira ma message uyeze ma voice notes pa WhatsApp pa number zinoti +1 202 465 0318. That way we can hear ukuthi yini umbono wenu mayelana nalolu daba esilalo namhla kuhlelo. Nathi mchirongwa, namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, chirwere che coronavirus sikuendera mberi chikurukura nezve chirwere ichi. Kodwa uhlelo lolu namhla we're not just touching on how umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus is being managed elizweni, sikhangele njalo liyakhumbula ngeviki edlule we touched on ukwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu abesifazana okwenzakalayo elizweni. So namhla kuhlelo sikhangele ukuqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu. Saka inzinzo nyayo zathinazo nasi mchirongwa muri eZimbabwe we're going to be touching on two things. Number one, how is COVID-19 being managed elizweni? Number two, siyabona we saw viki rapfuura takatanga nyaya iyi and we're going to be continuing it. Viki rapfuura we had Muzvare Beatrice Savage on our youth program, whereby she was touching on or highlighting, let me say, how a lot of women's rights are being violated during the national lockdown. We're going to be continuing with that conversation. We're going to be talking to Uthabani Mnyama. He's a human rights lawyer. We're also going to be talking to Uchilo Chikwari, who is our medical expert. So yilo ludaba esilalo namhla kuhlelo muri eZimbabwe ndiyo nyaya esihlange sishibatha nasi mchirongwa. But now a couple of numbers before we delve deeper. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering ukuthi namhla izinto zime njani when we're talking about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus emhlabeni jikelele phasi rose. As we speak, over 5,500,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. The last time we spoke, which was last Tuesday in Zimbabwe, the number was at 4,800,000 worldwide. Now, for Abantu that have passed away, the death toll is currently at 345,000 as we speak, and it's increasing in Zimbabwe. That's an increase from last week. Now, sikhangela lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni, sithatha zwiri kuitika munyika as we zone in on Zimbabwe. As we speak, 56 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 4 died, and fortunately, 25 people have recovered. This is all according to the Ministry of Health. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, I quote, Zimbabwe has recorded over 34,474 COVID-19 tests. Of those 34,474, 21,709 are rapid screening tests, and 15,765 are what we call PCR tests. So, we're touching on how is Zimbabwe managing umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus? Jalo, siyezwa ukuthi amalungelo abantu abesifazana elizweni kusikhathi ilizwe lilokhu liphansi kohlelo lwe lockdown, kuthiwa abantu abesifazana amalungelo abo alokhe eqhubekela phambili ephulwa. Sakandiyo nyaya esinayo nasi mchirongwa muri eZimbabwe, 56 tested positive for COVID-19, 25 recovered, and 4 deaths. Over 37,000 tests, COVID-19 tests, have been conducted. So, if you're joining us right now via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930, 6040, and 15460 kilohertz, per shortwave. I must remind you, Murray Zimbabwe, Chongwa Chatuku Pakurai Izwezi is not live, still seizing Mpela, Msorazo Moshe. However, abafisa ukusitshela imibono yabo lilakho ukusithumezela imilayezelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Abafisa uxoxo lami ngikhona kutwitter njalo ku-instagram at BigMike3BigMyke3, yona username yami. I see for the next hour tripano banepenyure yestudio 7 kana mchinditshaga munokwanisa undibatha after hours. After this program is also going to be available on our three Facebook pages after we broadcast it on radio. So for those that like watching the program on Facebook, lingakhohlwi hambani VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona uyezepa VOA Studio 7, lingakhohlwi phela ukufitizela laphaya okubhalwe like, njalo laphaya okubhalwe share ukuze sibukele uhlelo lolu ngobunengi bethu. Msakangano muri eZimbabwe kuthina phaya phakanzi share kuitira kuti tione chirongwa ichi neuwandu hwedu. Makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove muri eZimbabwe. If you're joining us right now, you're tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Sihlange sihlibatha zvekare nyaya yezvekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero kwemadzimai kunonzi kuri kuitika munyika. Panguva iyo nyika iri pakati pechirongwa chelockdown, icho chinokurudzira vanhu ukuti bahlale ezindlini, chinokurudzira vanhu kuti vagare mudzimba. But first up, coronavirus. Ngeke ngalitshela ngempela ukuthi sikhuluma nje elizweni, 56 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 4 dead, and 25 have recovered. So now let's head over to our medical expert, uzositshela umbono wakhe mayelana ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni, uChilo Chikwari. Chilo is an epidemiologist we've had on the program a couple of times, and she's joining us again today. I had an interview with Chilo earlier on whereby we were talking about wonke lokho okwenzakalayo zese zviri kuitika munyika okumayelana nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Let's head over to the interview I had with Chilo Chikwari.
There's a lot of things that Zimbabwe has done in the last 2 months or so to try and prepare for COVID-19. We've identified isolation facilities. We've procured some more test kits. We've bought some more PPE. And those are all really, really commendable things. But in light of that, there are still some things that are of concern should the cases in the country increase. So, for example, there's in many areas erratic or no water supply. And what that means is that a lot of people are in queues for water. In a lot of places also there's issues to do with mealy meal, and so there's queues with mealy meal. And it's in those scenarios where it becomes really, really difficult to practice social distancing. And so that's one area where, you know, it's an area of concern. When we also try and think of other things that we could do better, in the last few months, there have been some issues to do with messaging. For example, when the country reopened up, it was mandated that everybody must be tested before they come back to work. But then within a few days, that was reverted. There's a lot of things where there is some, you know, confusion or things are not clear. Do I need a letter when I leave my house? Do I not need a letter when I leave my house? And so those are areas where we can do better. And in terms of, I know the focus is COVID-19, but because of COVID-19, a lot of other things have been affected, and those are things that I feel we could do better. So in terms of access to other healthcare services, people who are living with HIV, access to ART, ANC, those are all areas where I think we could definitely do better. But there are some things, like I mentioned, that we have done really, really well to start off with.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that a lot of people, there seems to be a myth. A lot of the numbers, when we looked at America, a lot of people feel as though the numbers are slowly getting better now because we're now approaching summer. Zimbabwe, on the other hand, it's now flipped. You guys are approaching winter.
And some people feel as though with winter approaching, there's a high possibility that the numbers would increase. What would you have to say about that?
So I'm an epidemiologist, and so I would sort of follow logic and the data. And what I do know for now is that we don't have enough data to say for sure whether or not winter will affect increase in cases or how the disease behaves during winter. What we do know is that with the seasonal flu, for example, cases increase during winter. And if COVID-19 behaves the same as, you know, the seasonal flu, we could see an increase in cases, but that may not necessarily be because of the virus, but because of the way people behave during winter. So, for example, we had a lot at home, and so that could increase the risk of transmission, whereas in the summer we're outside, that kind of thing. And so to answer in summary, we don't know yet because we're still learning a lot about COVID-19, but if it behaves the same as other, you know, coronaviruses, then there is a possibility that we may see a spike in cases.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chido, Tarambucha orao nevangwe vanamazikokota in the country, and kunewa zhinji warukuchema nenyaye testing. Vazhinji warukuchema undra Zimbabwe is not testing enough. Vakabata zvikari nyaye lockdown. I remember even with you, Tarambucha orao nevangwe ndikakufunza nyaye, what I said, so president vachi lockdown, I said, sir, good one. I see you coughed into your elbow. President Ramaphosa, lockdown. I see you pindiro ya triple chat. Because wakati lockdown, I see you inozopedza corona yacho. Now, iwo varikuti lockdown yacho haisombobatsira nekuchikona ma numbers achingowedzera, and Zimbabwe has been on a lockdown for a while now. As the medical expert here, tipe maondo enyu mungati lockdown irikubatsira.
Okay, so I think to start off with, we need to understand why we do a lockdown in the first place, yeah? So, you know, the catchphrase that everybody's been passing around is to flatten the curve, yeah?
Right,
and
right.
A lockdown is something that's going to prevent COVID-19 from happening in the country. There's a lot of different things that we need to do to stop the spread of COVID-19. We know that it's largely imported. The first cases were identified in Wuhan, China, and we can almost trace back the transmission from people who come into the country, right? And so lockdown, for example, is where we shut our borders. And so we limited the number of people that can come into the country. And even when they do come in, they put under mandatory quarantine. Mm-hmm. And when they're under mandatory quarantine, they're tested. If you look at the statistics in Zimbabwe at the moment, a lot of the people that are testing positive in the country are actually people who are returning from Botswana or South Africa or anywhere else, like the UK, for example. And so lockdown is a measure. It's one of the many, many things that we can do. Among those that have, you know, come into the country, there's also some community transmission that we've identified. Like lately, we've been picking up a lot of random cases all over the place. Lockdown is something that can slow down the spread. So, for example, if I have COVID-19 and I stay home, I can recover without spreading it to a lot of people. But if there is no lockdown and I have COVID-19, and that's going to put them at increased risk, and it's likely to increase the spread of COVID-19. And so, can I say to lockdown eyes, Kushanda, I think that is an incorrect statement. It works for the purposes that we put it in place for. It works to help us prepare our healthcare facilities. What are they going to do? Atinama test kits, all that kind of stuff. But under lockdown, we can sort of ground ourselves and try and come up with possible answers and solutions should the cases increase.
And I just broke my toe. Correct, I'm starting to remember my so that one time I showed on this. Yeah, I'm bad guy.
Okay. Lockdown. I just finished a guy. The lockdown, you know, is for my reasons. I wonder, you know, get to kuwana mbuwa yekuti tigadzirire kana makesi zeCOVID-19 akawanda. So kana chiti lockdown haina chayabatsira tinenge takanganisa, because pa lockdown pachona takavhara maboda. But izvenu mune muchiona kuti kana hama dzenyu dzanga dzichibva kunana South Africa, Botswana, dzanga dzichimanikidzwa kugara in anonzi maquarantine centers. And kana vari maquarantine centers imomo vanonzi vabude vasina kutestwa COVID-19. Iyoyo idziviriro yekuti chirwere ichi chisatapurire muvanhu vakawanda munyika. And ichocho iyoyo imwe nzira yelockdown. And so kana tichiti lockdown haina chainoshanda tinenge takanganisa, because pare zvino itori nezvakawanda zvakatidzivirira pakutapurana kwecovid-19.
All right. Let me hold you for one second. Let me translate for the Ndebele audience, because we have three people that are listening to you. Yembukambe zulukandaba ongena kuhlelo kuhlelo the connection ngiyakwamukela danki danki ngokungena kuhlelo namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we coronavirus liyabona ke zulukandaba kuhlelo silo chido simbuzile ngempela ingcwethi yethu phela namhla yena nguye othinta udaba lomkhuhlane we coronavirus mayelana ngaleya ndlela esingathi how is Zimbabwe fairy kulolu daba yena uthi hayi ubona ngani ele Zimbabwe liyazama ngempela uthi sikhangela udaba lokuthi ama tests ase inani labantu asebehloliwe sebe likhuphukile njalo udaba le PPE konke lokhu ya uhulumende ukhanya ngani uyazama ukulungisisa lolu daba. So yena uthi hayi ukhanya ngani ele Zimbabwe lalo liyazama kodwa ngesingizi singathi space of improvement isakhona. Siphinde njalo ngambuza phela sizwa engcwethi ezitshiyeneyo eziningi bekhala besithi khanya ngani uhlelo lukahulumende olwe lockdown alusizi ngenxa yokuthi siyabona phela eningi labantu bakhanya ngani bayaqhubekela phambili bayakhala besithi mina ngiphethwe yindlala kodwa inani labantu labanjwe nalo mkhuhlane lilokhu liqhubekela phambili li-increase. Ngimbuzile phela uChilo ukuthi kanti njengoba eningi labantu besithi hayi khanya ngani i-lockdown ayisizi, awusitshela umbono wakho yena uthi ngombono wakhe ngeke bathi akusiloni iqiniso ukuthi uhlelo lwe-lockdown alusizi ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela phela udaba lokuthi kulabantu abaningi ngempela who came into Zimbabwe bephuma kwamazwe atshiyeneyo, sikhangela kwele South Africa, kwele Botswana, lapha kwele Melika njalo kwele Ngilandi. Kuthiwa lapho bengena lingakhohlili, angithi liyakhumbula phela uhulumende wathi wonke umuntu ophila kwelinye ilizwe obuya kwele Zimbabwe kumele angene kuhlelo esingathi ngesiNgisi i-quarantine. Uthi uhlelo lolu lwe-quarantine lukhanya ngani luyasiza. Uthi if we didn't have inhlelo esifana ngalesi sikhathi se-quarantine, hayi khanya ngani would be experiencing into etshiyeneyo ngempela ngenxa yokuthi wonke umuntu obanjwe nalo mkhuhlane ophila kwele Ngilandi, ophila lapha kwele Melika, yena obuyela kwele Zimbabwe, hayi ngani without i-quarantine uphakathi emphakathini labantu ehlezi labantu ngani hayi would be speaking a completely different story. Kothi ngiqhubekele phambili ngixoxa lo Chido, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo ngiyabonga kakhulu. So Chido, we're talking here about the testing. That seems to be the big talk of the town. Every single time we hear people are quick to say, Zimbabwe is not testing enough, we need to increase the amount of testing that we're doing. Now, I actually hadn't realized this before, but when you comparing to how other nations are faring, of course, we're always quick to compare to nations that are that we're in relations with, i.e. South Africa. But now they have a way bigger population, so obviously they're going to test a lot more. But when we compare to other nations, such as South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, and so forth, how would you say Zimbabwe is faring in terms of testing? Are we testing enough?
So that's a really, really good question, Mike. And I like what you said about comparing to other countries. Not all countries are the same. Countries are different for a number of reasons. Like you mentioned, South Africa is a lot bigger than Zimbabwe, and it's going to have a lot larger population. There's a likelihood also that South Africa has more resources, and so they can test a lot more people. There's other things to consider when we look at other countries in the world, for example, Anana UK, Nana Italy and stuff, where the population demographics are going to be different. And so the question about, are we testing enough? I think the one thing that is important is that we need to test as many people as possible. And it is because it's one of the ways that we can identify the people that have COVID-19, we can isolate them, and we can stop the spread of COVID-19. But can I touch that or test as many people? For example, Wuhan, in the last 10 days, there's reports that they've tested 9 million people. That's a lot of people. It's like more than half of the population of Zimbabwe. And can we translate that to Zimbabwe? Probably not. The more sort of controversial thing I think that you might be referring to is the number of tests that need to be done to identify one HIV-positive person. Right. If you want to compare Zimbabwe to South Africa or, you know,
Sweden.
You mean COVID-19. Sorry?
You said HIV-positive, COVID-19.
Yes, I'm in my, I have my HIV hat on. So I identify a person with COVID-19. Compared to other countries, for example, when we last checked this data, Zimbabwe, we had to test using PCR about 200, and I think 38 people had to be tested to identify one positive. Whereas in other countries, it could be as low as 2 people or as low as 15 people to identify one positive. So if you look at that narrative, we may say, okay, Zimbabwe is doing really, really well. We're testing a lot of people. But also the other thing to keep in mind is the gold standard is to test as many people as possible. And so are we testing everybody who comes to a hospital, for example? Are we testing everybody who's symptomatic, for example? Are we testing all contacts? Those are questions that I don't have the answers to. And maybe we are, which is great. But if we're not, though, that's another gap that needs to be filled.
But now when people say we're not testing enough, or who are we testing? Or we need to increase the amount of people that we're testing. Who exactly needs to be tested? Are we talking about, like, for example, what they tried to do in South Africa with door-to-door, where you're just knocking on everybody's door and testing? Are we talking about people that are displaying symptoms? Are we talking about who exactly needs to be tested?
That's a really good question as well. Who do we test? And I think in Zimbabwe, we do have a case definition of the people that we do want to test. And I think it differs depending on the setting that you're in. It differs depending on the country that you're in. So if we look at South Africa, for example, my understanding is that in the areas where they've done community or door-to-door testing, these are areas where they've identified clusters of cases. So in Zimbabwe, for example, who Greendale, Kakawan-Kakuti-Kunevanu, but the difference with Zimbabwe is that we haven't necessarily identified large clusters of cases. And so when we say, does it really make sense? Where do we start off? Do we have the resources to test everybody? Will we even pick up any positives if we do that? So on a country-by-country basis, decisions are made about who to test. And fortunately, we do know for Zimbabwe, they've released a definition of who are the kinds of people that should be tested. And if we are following those recommendations to the book, right, so they're getting a PCR test, they're symptomatic, they're contacts, all of those people are getting tested. At the point in time that we are right now, then that's probably the best strategy to use. If we do have more resources, then we can expand to say, for example, what they wanted to do initially and say everybody who's coming to work should get a test. But that's problematic for a lot of reasons, because if you're tested today, it doesn't clear you. And so it's something that can be done if testing is continuous, but also we know that it's really expensive. And so consider before we say, are we testing enough or we're not testing enough?
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember, chido pataka tanga kuita hurukuro or even in Zimbabwe in general pakatanga nyaya ye COVID vanhu vazhinji vanga vachityira vanhu vanogara mumageto youth chirwere chango buda chete kuna nambari ahase nyika tinopinda But she studies at those areas. It seems as though those are actually the areas with either A, the least amount of people with COVID, or zero amount of people with COVID. Now have this belief that that means chirwere ichi ndechevanhu vane big kit, ndechevanhu vane mari. How are they supposed to take this information in, and what does this mean for them?
Okay, that's a really good question. I think to look at very in a higher socioeconomic bracket. So vanhu vanowana and kazhinji kachona kana tichiita savanhu vanowana vanenge vachigara like you say kumadeudeu ikoko. And so that's a starting point. But chatinoziva pamusoro pezvozvo ndese kuti COVID-19 haisarudze. If we look at, you know, the data from Italy and even America, when we started off, there was this talk about, oh, it's a disease for the affluent. But when we look at a lot of people that are dying, it's also the people that are of poorer backgrounds, people that have low economic status. And so, zvimwe chete muno Zimbabwe, COVID-19 inogona ku and it only takes one case for it to spread mumuri menyu or mu community menyu. And so message aninga pe kumageto ndekuti ngatisa relax. It's not a reason to relax. Of course, now because of what we know about this disease and the fact that it's highly important, we don't have that many cases in high density suburbs. But izvezvi takato pick up my cases kumaruwa. For example, we have a case that was picked up in Murewa, we have a case that was picked up in Mondoro, and you never know, Mangwana could be a case in Bare, in Epworth, in Oakley. So, Chakango Kosha, and the people who trumpet teachers know the Vilda Kuchachona, one even around the table.
Kuvanhu ava vanonzi havana travel history. Vamwe vari kutoti havatoziva kana munhu akatombofamba. Vari kutoti ainda ndakangozvigarirawo but vazobatwawo neCovid. How does this turn about? Some people seem, they say there has to be some kind of contraction or some kind of relationship nemunhu ane COVID. Saka ivo vari kuiwana kupi?
Maybe that's also a good question. You know, it's a tie back nezvakambotaura paya kuti hazvinei kuti kwafamba here kana kuti hauna kufamba, hazvinei kuti une mari here kana kuti hauna mari, munhu wega wega anogona kubatira COVID-19. The question that you're asking about these cases that have been reported, that is no history of travel, no contact history, it's a mystery, and I think the mystery is more to do with how we are tracing our contacts. So, patakambotaura patakaita first interview yedu paya, ndakataura kuti zvoni kana tichitarisa vanhu vane COVID-19, kune vanhu vazhinji vanoita masymptoms ekuti vanogona kutorwara voiswa muchipatara. But most people havarwari kusvika kuiswa muchipatara. Anogona kungoita chikosoro chake, onzi, ndamborara 2 days, handisi kunzwa mushe, oita nani, otodzokera kurarama upenyu hwake. In some cases, that could have been COVID-19. And that person could have passed it on. And though I know my time, but it's highly likely that we do have community transmission. So, history of travel. And that person could have passed on the virus to them.
It's
a person who's asymptomatic or even a person who was symptomatic, but the symptoms were not severe enough for the munier and I met from Spada. If you walk a coastal or no, and a coastal at 2-3 days, that's all right, that kind of thing. But you may have had COVID-19, for example.
There's a lot of conversations that I've had, there's a possibility of Kimunuese has contracted COVID, but a lot of people have just recovered. What's that was the old one that was COVID. How likely was it that?
there is, I can't remember the exact term that you used, there is a possibility that a lot of people have contracted COVID-19 and have recovered, and that's probably where, you know, later on, when we have resources, we can do like surveys to assess how many people have antibodies against COVID-19. So ewe ukarwara mwiri wako uno create a response masoja ako anokurwira yaya ano to fight against COVID-19. Tikada kuzokutesta maybe a month or a few weeks after waita COVID-19, we may be able to pick up kuti wakati umborwara nayo here kana hauna. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of countries are starting to do to try and understand how far the disease has spread in their populations. And hopefully that's one of the things that we will do in Zimbabwe soon.
All right. Hold on. Let me translate one more time. Gambe, sulukandaba liyamuzwa uchido, uyachasisa ngempela, sithinte indaba yesikhanyane ziningi ngempela. Sithintile udaba lokuthi isikhathi sewinter sesiyafika phela eningi labantu bakhanya ngani bayasaba. Besithi iwinter ingafika, inani labantu abalo umkhuhlane we-coronavirus lilapho ukukhuphuka yena. Uthi hayi kukhanya ngani udaba lolu luyahlupha ngenxa yokuthi asilayo i-data etshengisa ukuthi ngempela ukhona ubudlelwano phakathi kwesikhathi sewinter njalo. Ukukhuphuka kwenani abalo mkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Ngiphinde ngambuza njalo ngodaba lo leya liyakhumbula lapha isikhathi se-COVID saqala elizweni abantu bathi sikhangela okwenzakalayo ngasemaphandleni njalo endaweni esingathi ngamagetho elizweni hayi lapho abantu abaningi babesaba ngempela besithi ha umkhuhlane lo ungangena emphakathini sila kungena enkingeni yena uthi njengoba siyabona phela ama numbers njalo ama statistics endaweni lezi khanya ngani kungcono uthi siyezwa sike sambuza phela ngodaba labantu abathi ha umkhuhlane lo umkhuhlane wabantu abalemali kuphela. Wathi lokho akusilona iqiniso kodwa lingakhohlisi lukandaba udaba lukhona ngolokuthi umkhuhlane lo ukuthi ungene phela eZimbabwe wangena labantu ababephila kwamanye amazwe. So ithuba ngempela lilakho ukuthi even though ungakahlangani lo muntu yena who has zero travel history ulapho ukubanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane ngenxa yokuthi you might encounter umuntu osiphilela nje kodwa obekhwehlela 2-3 days yena wavuka wathi hayi mina sengingcono kodwa that could have been i-coronavirus. Banje wena jikijiki usuhlangana lalo lo muntu selihlangana high five liyahadana usubanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. Liyakhumbula bakhona abogogo abalahlekelwe ngalo mphefumulo ngenxa yalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus and then abantu bathi akula travel history. Ithuba lukhona lokuthi ugogo loya wahlangana lo muntu olo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus. So now, Chido, as we continue our conversation, we've touched on a lot of different facets. We've touched on the testing. We've touched on several different things. Now, a lot of people recently, we heard government announce about Chikoro, time for it to open. And a lot of people were up in arms, scared for their lives. Right? Chirere ichikangopinda muzvikoro hanzi mwana ane grade 3-7 anozivei nezvekupfeka mask anokwanisa kungobvisa mask. As a medical expert and a mother, what do you have to say about this? Do you think schools should be open? What's going on?
I think it's a very tricky scenario. And I think the people in power that we are trying to navigate it as best as they can. As you can see, pataka tanga kunzi kwa COVID-19, takana kuzunjuzi ngashpa. Apana chakamba, apana chadi, unless you shanda uchipatara, diwega mna, nukwanta obuda. But over time, we've sort of lessened the restrictions on movement. People are now going to work, my shops are vurwa, there's a lot of movement out there. And so the natural next step would be to open schools, right? Inini wangu mwana daneta na yeti. No, dane mwe wangu wese. I think iyo zvekuita online learning zvinomuneta, he's quite young, it's frustrating. Havasiyese, in fact, vanokwanisa kuita online learning. Kuchikoro kwakanaka zvinhu zvakawanda, you know? Vana vanotamba nevamwe, vanoona nevamwe zera ravo. And it's good for children to be back in school. Vamwe vari kunyora my exams. Those people, we don't want to set them back years and years and years, and so we need to be cognizant of that, yeah? But like we said, Panama concerns that I want. Inini malaka yangu ndikamupfeka mask. Yeah, 5 minutes, it's linked to jumping, but I can't walk. And I think even the teachers have those concerns. How do we stop them? Children, like you're saying, so kuana risiriko. But also the reasons why schools should move to start being opened is a move that I understand. I think until a vaccine is developed, we might need to sort of learn to live with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. As difficult as it may be to spend the whole day wearing a mask, takutojaira kuti kana uchibuda panze wakutopfeka mask. And I think opening schools is one of those moves that probably our policymakers are suggesting, because we might be in this for the long haul. Do we want to keep our children home for the next 2 years, or we find a way to get them in school? Tichisa mameza zekuti zvone, for example, muklasa vachaite vana 15 class imwe chete, pamwe vakuita vana vashoma class imomo, vachipfeka mamask, constant hand washing, wiping down my surfaces. Zvinhu zvinonetsa hazvo, but I think it's something that is commendable, but it needs to be done correctly. Because there's a risk that, like you said, once we open school, we've gone back to square one because a lot of people have contracted COVID-19 and our healthcare system can't cope. So it's a move in the right direction, but it needs to be done properly and also probably at the right time.
Uhlelo the connection lami uMike Hobe Moriya Zimbabwe. You just heard from epidemiologist Chilo Chikwari. She was my guest lapho besixoxa phela ngomkhuhlane wecoronavirus lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Sakathi uzeyo maonrenyu Moriya Zimbabwe, are you safe? +12024650318. Makatsira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo the connection lami uMike Hobe.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more, now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Well, you just heard there, Moriya Zimbabwe, and my satellites at Shangati now for those that are usually tune into our programs via satellites. Tochendra mberi, nenyaya imwe nyaya, yandamboti tinayo, nasi mchurongwa Moriya Zimbabwe, si kubekele pambili, moshelo letu labasa kulayo. Earlier on, I mentioned Moriya Zimbabwe uti namhla kuhlelo sabe, si tinta njalo utaba lukuhlukunyezwa, uwe pulwa kwa malungelo abantu besifazana elizweni. So the next interview that I have is with Vadzika Maibere, ndiwo ka director lesangano re Zim Rights, apo tabata nyaya yezve kumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai kunonzi kuri kuitika munyika panguva iyo nyika iri pakati pechirongwa chelockdown. Now for those that do not know, izolo sibone Minister of Home Affairs Honorable Sibusiso Moyo, like he recently issued a statement lapho he was touching on udaba lolu lwama women's rights violations. Now, Honorable Sibusiso Moyo touched on several different things. Lea kumbula pela, bula mankaza na lawaya awe banda, elipigisa yu ibanda ele MTC. Now, for those watching on Facebook, I'm sure you'll be able to see the statement on my, that would be on to my left or to my right. And now, just to give you a couple of sentiments echoed by Honorable Sibusiso Moyo, he highlights a city. Government is gravely concerned about the serious allegations made by three female MDC leaders, the Member of Parliament, Honorable Joanna Bamombe, along with Cecilia Chimbiri and Netai Marova, to the effect that they were subjected to abduction, torture, forced disappearance, and sexual abuse at the hands of suspected state security agents. Upindo Wati, the government would like to assure the public that the international community that it is taking these allegations seriously. These allegations are violations of the rights of the girl child, a vulnerable group of our society, which the government is on record as a resolutely promoting and protecting. Upinde waphatha njalo udaba liyakhumbula phela the two women kobulawayo kuNtuthuzethunqa noKuthula Mpofu and Ntombizodwa Mpofu, who beaten Blue by amaphoyisa esithi hi. That issue itself, amaphoyisa, six police were arrested, highlighting yena esithi ngombono wakhe highlights how uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa takes these issues very seriously. Now let's head over to an interview that we had with the director of Zim Rights, Vadzikamai Bere, who touched on the issue of women's rights violations in the country.
We did document quite a number of violations against women, but the most high profile ones, of course, are the ones that have been reported in the past weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have done as an organization is first to identify where the problem is mainly coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two areas in terms of violations against women. One is gender-based violence,
mm-hmm.
which did increase during the period of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a number of our partners have come together to see how they can provide safe spaces for women. And the disturbing one, which we're currently grappling with, is the is police brutality against women. So through, as you know, Zim Rights is a membership organization. So through our membership, we have been consulting around the country, and we have a petition against the police, and under the umbrella of the NGO Forum, yesterday we delivered a petition at the Ministry of Home Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Which we handed over to the permanent secretary, Mr. Nepera, and then we went to the police headquarters, mm-hmm. and delivered another petition. So yeah, we also are hoping, as the Human Rights Commission has indicated, that they are investigating these matters,
mm-hmm.
and then we will interact with the outcomes.
Right. Now, whilst on the issue of course, how the police themselves are handling these cases, time and time again, we hear how the police are, how something happens in the country and the police go on with investigations and investigations and investigations. Now, I've had the chance of speaking with a lot of organizations that stand for women's rights, and a lot of them seem not so satisfied with how these investigations are being conducted. What would you have to say? How do you think the state and the police themselves are handling these cases?
Yeah, it has always been a problem, you know, where the perpetrator is the state and you want the state to do the investigations. For example, when we went to deliver the petition yesterday to PGHQ, the person who received the petition on behalf of the Commissioner General is Ponyat.
Right.
The guy who, you know, has got something to do with the case, the abduction of the MGC opposition MPs. So it's always a challenge, but you see, we need to take it one day at a time.
Right.
We need to demand accountability, and they are the institution which is mandated to carry out those investigations.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as civil society, we then have to monitor how their investigations are going through.
Mm-hmm.
We also, you know, work with the victims themselves to document. So much of the work is in documenting how they carry out the investigation, so that we see if there is a way of then challenging the outcome. If we are not satisfied with the outcome, then we can challenge the outcome and take the process further. But the most important thing out of this is documentation, which we can call truth recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's difficult in a repression sometimes to hold perpetrators to account. But people should know that history does not forget. A day will come when this information will be important and we will be able to prosecute the perpetrators.
Mungati mapurisa kushanda nema azo ere muku dzivira kodzirodzwanu kazi panguwa ere.
Kwet. Andifu ngikuti wari kushanda nema azo. Nekuta kwekuti chekutanga ndechekuti na uzhinji za chekusangana nazo. Zekuchikorwa kwekodzero. Mapurisa ndo vanenge vari pamusoro Kenya I. Mucharangarira nau yana mpofu madzimai vakashungurudzwa zvikuru kuBulawayo vakatobatwa nemapurisa vakashungurudzwa zvakanyanyisa. Toyawo nenyaya yana mamombe vakatosungwa nemapurisa vakaendeswa kuchitachi chamapurisa ndokwavakazobva vakuenda kwavakanototya. Saka tichitarisa saizvozvo tinofunga kuti zvichida mapurisa ndivo vari kutonyanya kutyora kodzero dzavari kufanirwa kunge vachidzivirira.
Asi tichitarisa zvakaita kuBulawayo, wani mapurisa acho akabatwa wani?
Hongu vakabatwa mushure mekunge paita outcry. Saka inyaya yatiri kuongorora zvakanyanya. But kana tichiti mapurisa ndo ari kunyanya kutyora kodzero, mukoma Mike, tinenge tisiri kutarisa nhau yakaitika nezuro chete. But tiri kutarisa history yekuti mapurisa vanoshanda sei. Muvhiki rekutanga relockdown kuBulawayo zvekare ikoko kunzvimbo inonzi Maputweni, mapurisa vakarova munhu. Tine urombo kuti munhu wavakarova iyeye akatotisiya. Saka nyaya dzatiri kutaura idzi akasike kutanga zvekuti mapurisa vanotyora kodzero dzevanhu. Asi dambudziko guru rinenge riripo nderekuti mapurisa vanenge vaita zvakaipa kudai izvi havasi kuzowanikwa vachimiswa pamberi pemutemo. Vangangomira havo pamberi pemutemo day one, day two. Asi zvakakosha kuti tizive kuti muhistory kazhinji vanongoregezwa vakadaro, zvichireva izvo kuti hapana yatinoti muchirungu rule of law. Kana pasina rule of law, zvinokonzera kuti vanhu vanenge vaakuti ko mungatidii, vanoramba vaakutsokorora zvekare kutyora kodzero dzevamwe.
Tochibata nyaya yekuratidzira munyika vabereki. Tikatarisa zvakaitika nevasikana ava vatatu veMDC, vanonzi vakasungwa after vanga vachiratidzira nyaya iyi vachiti hurumende ngaibatsira vanhu panguva iyi nyika yese iri pasi pechirongwa chelockdown. Takabva tanzwa mutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa vachikurudzira vanhu vachiti aiwa vanhu wee musabude neuwandu wenyu muchinoratidzira apo tiri pasi pechirongwa chelockdown. Sezvo tinonzwa vanorwura kodzero dzevanhu vazhinji vachiti iyo nechirungu yavanoti it's a constitutional right kuratidzira, nyaya iyi ino vanhu vanofanira kuita sei? Nekuti kana riri kodzero rangu kuda sechizvara cheZimbabwe kuda kubuda ndichinoratidzira, asi ndikuudzwawo nehurumende kuti kwete usabude uchiratidzira, chii chinofanira kuitika panyaya yakadai?
Ya tingangoti munguva yatasangana nayo yelockdown iyi pane makakatwana akakatamwa akati wandei asinogona kusangana nawo pakati pemutemo nekodzero. Asi hazvi zvinhu zvinofanirwa kunyanya kutishungurudza. Chekutanga chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti kunyangwe dai madzimai ava vanga vakatyora mutemo, kutotywa kwavakaita hakuna excuse. Ndingangotaura ndichiti chero dai vakauraya munhu, kutotywa handiwo mutongo wacho. Kana munhu akatyora mutemo vaifanirwa kusungwa vomiswa pamberi pedare. Asi zvakadaro panyaya yeconflict iripo iyi yekuti tiri palockdown, ndinofunga kuti vanhu vakasununguka kuexercise marights avo. Asi zvakangokoshawo kuti pakuexercise marights ako apa usawanikwe uchityorawo kodzero dzevamwe kana kuisa upenyu hwevamwe in danger. Dambudziko ratiinaro panguva inoyi nderekuti munyika yedu yeZimbabwe hurumende iri kuita sekunge yatora chirwere chatiinacho ichi seadvantage yekuti vachinyatsotyora kodzero dzevanhu zvavagara vachida kuita. Muenzaniso wetsika iyi ndokupwanya kwavari kuita misika kuti vanhu vari kuchema kuti hatina chekudya nekuti hatisi kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa, hurumende inouya inobva yapwanya misika iyoyi. Saka izvozvi zvinoita kuti vatore chirwere seexcuse yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu, zvinobva zvatinetsawo isu pachezvedu sevanhu kuti saka munguva yakaita seiyoyi tinoexercisa marights edu nenzira dzipi. Ndopanouya iya yamunoti muchirungu innovation. kuti toita sei vamwe vanoprotesta online takaona vechidiki mazuva masho mapfuura vachiposta mapicture avo padande mutande vachikunununa nenhau yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai ndo dzimwe nzira dzatinga exercise human rights edu munguva yakaoma kudai.
Right. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, Zikamai, what advice would you have for the state and the police force and the Zimbabweans at large in such a circumstance? First of all, what advice would you have for the state and the police themselves in order for them to, I guess, perform their services at a manner which women's rights organizations are pleading with in such a circumstance?
Yeah, I think for the state, you know, Mike, it's very sad, but you know, the plea that we make, and if you have been looking at the reports that ZimRights has been producing during the time of COVID-19, our plea is the same: leadership with compassion. There's so much suffering in this country, and as we confronted with COVID-19, the state should not add to that kind of suffering by demolishing people's livelihoods, by torturing the people who they believe are in opposition. They should lead with compassion. This is the time when, if you look around the world, this is the time when communities that are under siege by the virus are walking hand in hand with their leadership, showing that they are together. There is a recent policy brief that was released by the UN Secretary General, where he says, we are in this together, right? He mentions that under COVID-19, the priority is to protect human life.
Mm-hmm.
And livelihoods are part of that. So it's very important, I think, for the state and for our leadership to appreciate that this is the time when they are called to the test of leadership and to lead with compassion. So that's general for the state in general. But for the police, Mike, yesterday we went to police headquarters. You probably need to take time to interact with the last report that we produced, in which you talk about the rights of the security services. We went to the PGHQ yesterday, and I can tell you my heart was very heavy because, you know, the crime of torture does not only dehumanize the victim, it also dehumanizes the perpetrator. As we interact with the police, we realize these are ordinary people. And our report for the last week has been documenting the violations which the state is perpetrating against the police. You must see the conditions under which they work. And when we talk about human rights, we are talking about human dignity. So for our brothers and sisters who serve in the police, I think the call is just to say we should be together. When we talk about human rights, we include your rights. And it's very important that as they do their work, they do it with the realization that today it's me, and tomorrow it can be you.
Yes, liyamuzwa uMnumzana uZikamai Bere, uDirector wenhlanganiso Zim Rights. Ubethinta udaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu abasifazana okwenzakalayo elizweni. Kulesikhathi ilizwe liphakathi kohlelo lwe-lockdown. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi Minister of Foreign Affairs, Honorable Sibusiso Moyo, recently yena isandukisha umlayezelo that was published on Twitter by the Ministry of Information. Lapho yena ubesithi njengohulumende bona they take these allegations very seriously. Njalo bazabe qhubekele phambili, bazabe benza ama investigations ukubona ukuthi kanti kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo. When we're speaking about abantu abesifazane laba abathathu abebandlele eliphikisayo ibandlele MTC yona ekhokhelwa nguNelson Chamisa, lapha he was speaking about uHonorable Joanna Mamombe, njalo uSusiela Chimbiri kanye loNetsai Marova. Uthinte njalo udaba luka uNkosazana uNtombi Zodwa kanye lo nokuthula Mpofu. These two women that were beaten blue, bashawa ngempela ngamaphoyisa naleko bulawayo, esithi hayi liyabona ke uhulumeni, there were investigations conducted and as a result amaphoyisa, six police were arrested. Kodwa siloku sikudabalunye, let's head over to Harare. Lapho sithole ithuba lokuxoxa losakhulayo yena olwela ilungelo lukaZulu umnumzana uCharles Nyoni. We spoke to Charles Nyoni about the same thing that we just spoke to umnumzana uTsika Mayibere about. Asizweni umbono kaCharles.
Into edalisayo sibili ukuthi inhlanganiso eziphatha udaba mayelana lokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu zithi inamba yabantu abahlukumezwayo elizweni kakhulukazi abesifazana isikhuphukile ngesikhathi lezi eselockdown. Le into nje ebuhlungu kakhulu ngoba siyabe sikhangelele ukuthi uhulumende namapholisa babe yibo abaphambili kokugcina kanye lokulondoloza amalungelo kaZulu kakhulukazi abesifazana, ngoba kukhona okwandileyo okwenzakalayo kokuthi abafazi bayatshaywa izindlili kanye lokuhlukumiza. Kodwa sibone ukuthi uhulumende namapholisa yibo abaphambili nokuhlukumiza uZulu, njalo yibo abaphambili ngokubandezela abafazi kanye noZulu ngesikhathi lesi se-lockdown.
Sikhangela udaba lokushawa kukaNtobizodwa Mpofu lo nokuthula Mpofu kobulawayo kanye lokuhlukunyezwa okwayenziwa abesifazana abathathu abebandlele MTC. Siyezwa abalwela amalungelo oluntu elizweni besithi bona babona ngani amaphoyisa abasayenzi umsebenzi wabo ngamandla abo wonke yibo abalokhe behlukumeza abantu elizweni. Njengomunye wabo ukubona njani lokho?
Kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi amapholisa yiwo aphambili ngokuhlukumeza abantu elizweni kakhulukazi ngesikhathi lesi se-lockdown. Sikhangela udaba lolo lwenzakalayo ngamalanga ambala adlulileyo okokutshaywa kukaNtobizodwa Mpofu lo nokuthula Mpofu kobulawayo, betshayelwa ukuthi baphumeleni ukuthi bayedinga ukudla. Kusiba into emangalisayo sibili ukuthi kathi kusebenza kanjani ukuthi uhulumende yabe sithi umuntu uyavunyelwa ukuthi aye esitolo ayethenga ukudla, njengoba izitolo ezithengisa ukudla kuthiwa zingavali. So nxa umuntu esetshaywa kabuhlungu kangako kuyabe kuthiwa aphile njani, adlile endlini, okutshengisayo vele ukuthi hayi uhulumende kayitshiyanga into yakhe vele eyokusebenzisa amapholisa ukwenza umsebenzi wakhe wokuganga. Olokhu esiyaphambili esebenza umsebenzi wakhe esebenza amapholisa.
Kukhona okwenziwa nguhulumende kanye labezomvikela na ukusiza abesifazana ababhekane ngalolu dubo lokwephulwa kwamalungelo abo?
Akula nje into nje nayodwa eyenziwayo nguhulumende kanye labezomvikela ukuthi ukusiza abesifazana abakhangelane lolu dubu. Ngoba singakhangela amantombazana la amathathu bazafika ekufeni belokhe bele singayithi ngesilungu i-trauma e-experience le abangene kuyo. Njalo abanye babo vele ukuthi babanje kumbe bazohlala la madoda into ezabahlupha empilweni yabo, ngoba vele elakusasa labo kalisalunganga, alisesekho kahle ngoba kuzabadisturba kanye lasemendweni yabo. Okuba into nje edanisayo kanye ebuhlungu ukuthi uhulumende akumelanga ayilondoloze njalo ayigcini isenzakala into le efana nani. Laba amantombazana achayiwayo nxa sibili umuntu achaywe izibuni zize zicine zisiba mnyama kangaka, so kuyabe kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi kanti vele uyabe ewoneni, ngoba akula muntu elungele lokuchaya omunye umuntu. Nxa umuntu ephule umthetho kumele abotshwe ahambise phambili kukamantshi ajeziswe aphiwe isigwebo sakhe, nokuthi ukuthi omunye umuntu utshaye omunye umuntu sibili, hayi into ongamelanga vele ebisenzakala le kuleli lizwe lasi.
Phosela amazwi akho okugcina, utshela uZulu ukuthi udaba lolu lulungisiswa njani.
Sekufunakala ukuthi uZulu abambane abe umuntu munye, singasavumeli ukuthi omunye wethu etshaywe ngamapholisa sikhanyile nje sizimele sizithulile nje. Asamelanga ukuthi sivumele ukuhlukumezwa kanye nokubanjelwa omama nabo sisi bethu inkunzi sikhanyile. Sokumele sibambane sibe umuntu munye nje, sithi hayi sokwanele lokho.
All right, Muri Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Umnumzana uCharles Nyoni. Muri Zimbabwe, tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. For those that pay attention to our promos, takakuvimbisai hurukuro yatinayo na Tabani Mnyama ndambokudzai kuti takatarisira kuti vatanga vachipinda muchirongwa. Asi sezvo nguva yedu yapera zvatichaita, those that are looking to watch the interview that I had Lotabani lako uhamba phela kukhasi letu ele VOA Studio 7, or you can go to our website www.voazimbabwe.com. That full interview will be uploaded on that website. Olevalisayo mtsaka komuhle Zimbabwe muhle. Let's meet same time same place lapha kuhlelolethu lapha sakhulayo phano phanepenyiro ye Studio 7. Gino wenyu Mike Hove, bye bye.